Disclaimer: the opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the individual hosts and guests and may not necessarily reflect the views or beliefs of other hosts, guests, or the podcast as a whole. Each participant shares their own perspective, and differences in opinion are natural and welcomed. Listeners are encouraged to engage critically with the content and understand that diverse viewpoints are part of fostering healthy, open dialogue.
Hello.
Hi.
We are on episode like 11 at this point. We don't think we've posted that many, right? But we're there for sure.
So it'll probably be episode
7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we're a couple days shy of 2 months into season one.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that insane?
It's crazy because I feel like we just started.
I feel like we just started. Like, we have so many things that we're going to be doing. And, like, I feel like season two, season three, like, it's just going to be, we just started.
Yeah.
Where? How do you feel about, like, what we've done so far?
I think it's great. I think a lot of stories have been told, right? And a lot of people have been able to tell, I don't want to say, like, their side of the story, because that just sounds so, like, I don't.
Their truths.
Yeah. You know, like, I just feel like, because, like, my mom always used to say there's two sides to every story and then there's the truth, right? So, like, you know, everybody has their truth that they believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I think it's really, I found out by the interviews we've done, like, I found out a whole lot of stuff that I didn't know prior.
Yeah.
I was, like, mind blown.
How do you feel about, so our premiere was Kingery and Samantha. You want to go over that one? That one, I mean, as close as I am to them, I mean, I just found out things that I never even knew myself. I think what happened to him is so fucked up, you know, and when he gets in like depth and talks about like, you know, the trauma and the just depression that it took you, like all of that took him through, and then wanting to take your own life and then being able to be in the position that he's in now is insane.
Yeah. To be able to pull yourself out of that. Right. Say, you know, like, obviously he, you know, if y'all listened and or y'all watched, you know, he pleaded with God and was like, why am I going through this? And he was able to pull himself out of it. And really, I think he's a lot stronger, you know, and it's crazy how graceful he is, like, by showing them grace, because I'm a graceful person. You know, me and you have talked about this. Me and you are night and day when it comes to people. And, you know, when people have done us wrong, like, I'll be like, okay, I forgive you. You're like, goodbye, delete. You're like, control, alt, delete.
I used to be that. I was just talking to somebody about, like, grace, right? Like, I used to be so like, no, it's okay. But then you end up in positions where you're suffocated. You know, and people are stepping on your neck because they're like, oh, she'll just forgive me. I think mm-hmm. now in my present life, like going forward after last year, like you've got no chances. So don't do something to me that I would never do to you.
Yeah. I'm at the point where it's like, don't get me wrong. I show grace, but I'm like, bye. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't care what people have said. Yeah, like, I don't care what people have said about me, because people have said some pretty crazy stuff, right? Like, you know, me and you have talked, you yeah. know, like, it's crazy, because, like, I do things for people, like, to be nice. Like, I don't do it, like, so you could be like, oh my gosh, like, she did this. Like, I do it because I feel moved to do it, because I want to do it, right? And so, like, now I'm like, okay, I forgive you, but I can't ever let you back in my space. Because I remember everything you said about me, everything you did to me and I feel like that's how Kingery is, right? Like, he's like, I forgive you, and we can, like, you know, be like.
Like, with certain aspects, right? If there's no forgiveness being put out. But yeah, like, friends that I've watched this man have friends who have solidified the bullshit and then come back to him and him be like,
yeah, friends. And that's like, I think me and you have talked about this before. Like, I think that, excuse me, that word friends and I love you is like so like common in on TikTok. So like if our viewers don't know, like if they don't haven't been on TikTok, like you become mutuals with people. So like that's like when you're like you follow them, they follow you.
Yeah, that's associates.
Yeah.
Like you're associated with each other if you guys do not know what the difference is.
Right. And then I think that a lot of people think that because you know, you talk to somebody or whatever. Me, to me, a friend is somebody like, you know, we may not have to talk every day. We do. We yeah. do talk every day. But we may, but there's a couple of days or times that we go a couple of days without talking, but we check in, you know?
Social media is not a friendship.
Yeah. Like people, I think, confuse that word and I love you. And they're like they'll throw it out there and then they get their feelings hurt when people turn around and do shady stuff, you know? And you're
like, I get people on social media, right? That are like, oh, I just love you, blah, blah, blah. And I say, oh, I love you too, you know, because I've watched them. And what I mean by that is like, I love your personality. Like, I love your content. I love that you, you know, do this or that. Like, I love personality traits about you. And I feel like with social media, and I could be wrong with certain people, but I feel like that's what they mean when they say right. I love you. But then you have the ones, what the fuck? My whole screen went white.
Oh my gosh. Did it?
What the fuck?
Pause it.
But I think like people get, there are people that get the, like the families, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. You know, I didn't know what that was until like a couple years back. And then you had to fill me in and KY and like a few other people, because I was like, what do you mean a family? And y'all were like, don't join up. And I'm like, no, but I have a family. Like, I legit thought it was like your, like, I didn't like know. Like
our family members on TikTok and they just.
I'm like, this is my family. It's welcome like to my channel.
I mean, I'm just going to say it, right? Okay. So like the first family I saw was like All Money's family. And respectfully, I don't have an issue with All Money. I just think the whole situation is cringe. I've come out publicly on TikTok and said it, so shoot me. Better example than his is like the Austin Foreman family, like the AFF family. It's like cringe. It's like cringe to watch you guys turn in every group, respectfully. I'm not going to point out which ones. I'm going to say everyone, because everyone, in fact, has done this. You create this family of friends, and then you guys shit on each other. You know, you shit on each other. Same thing that people have done to me, and I'd never really been a part of a family, a group, you know, like same thing with Charlie, same thing with Samantha. They've had internet. These aren't your friends, you know?
Well, like, because like, think about this. Let's put this into perspective, right? Let's think about this logically, because that's me, the logical one, right? So you have a real family. You have brothers right. and sisters.
Right.
And if you don't have siblings, you have parents or whatever.
Friends out in the real life.
Well, like legit family, okay? Cousins.
Right.
You have a disagreement with them. Y'all can stop talking, but you don't betray them because they're your family, right? But then there's these TikTok people who like become families or friends or whatever. They're not loyal to you because you are nothing to them. And that's like, I think that's what is very hard. And this is a hard lesson that I had to personally learn, is that just because you think somebody is your, and now I have my core that I know, like I know that if you and I went separate ways, which is not going to happen because I will stalk you. But if we did, I would never share personal messages or secrets you've told me, because I have a loyalty and a respect and a integrity, that's the word, because those are personal things that we've shared
with each
between other. Each other, And I don't understand that. Like, seeing a lot lately that people have been sending me, and I don't want to, you know, because we don't want to become a drama podcast. Like, that's right. Not us.
We're but it is the truth of things, you know?
Right. We're just talking, right? And it's just, it's so crazy that people, I'm not like that.
It would air, you know? Me and Samantha have had this conversation because Semantics is also had a best friend they met in real life. They, you know, and fucking aired it out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the same thing, like with me and her, like she said the same thing. We're not going to not be friends. But if we were, you know, yeah, what you say to me while we are friends and in the comfort of insecurity of our friendship, I have never left a friendship where I have sent screenshots of our DMs. Never. And I never will, because it's just, why? I do the same vulnerable thing. Do I want you to go and air out days that I don't feel okay and shit like that? Like, no, I don't.
It's crazy though. Like, the rumors that you hear about yourself, isn't that like wild? A few years back, like I heard a wild one about me and I was like, wow, that's crazy. That's like, insane. Dang.
It's like, insane.
The links people will go to completely, and that this goes to, you know, to even Charlie and Sam, you know, the links people will go to just try to trash your name is insane. And it's like, I guess I don't understand it, because like, I'm so busy, you know, like I've got a little one. Let me tell you, I've got three, two of them are older, biological, three, four, you know, one not bio, you know what I'm saying? So I'm extremely busy. Yeah. But like my little one, it's like softball and school. And you know this because we talk. And I'm like, and I'm sick. Okay. And I'm like, I'm going to spend every moment I can with my kid. You know, like I'm not going to worry about what freaking Jim Bob is saying on the internet.
People with kids will get on TikTok for 8 hours a day and a lot of talking shit to people and not even like register that they have a child in the other room. It's like,
what is that? You know, I wonder if years from now, right? Like when we're RIP dead and gone, okay? RIP dead and gone.
RIP.
RIP. If they're going to do studies and like really see how this affected like the children now. Well, and what it's taught the kids though, like what has it taught like our this generation? I'm not talking about college students, high school. I'm talking about little kids that see their parents online day in, day out.
Let me say something. The internet is forever. You know, I just counted, I think last night, there's 17 troll accounts with my face on them. And they post stuff from 2020. You know, and the internet is forever. Everything that I've done, I look at it and I'm like, ooh, take a Xanax, girl. Calm the fuck down. But it's like, TikTok really is different than any form of social media. And it really set the bar, because I know that in 4 years, there's going to be something even crazier than TikTok. You know, so it's like, because of the way we've evolved, right? So we go from MySpace to Facebook to Twitter to Instagram to TikTok. You know, so it's like,
well, now people just go live on YouTube.
Kids have rot brain.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it. And that's honestly
mush brain. Like they can't hold a conversation about anything outside without having to check TikTok or without having to go to a social media app. And I find myself doing it too. But I can put my phone down and register outside of that there is like, go touch grass, go take pictures of grass, go do that.
You know, like, if you don't,
I was talking to Britannia the other day and she was just staring at her phone and I was like, you know, like, hello. But I've also gone on Britannia's phone and deleted all of her apps and was like, stick to YouTube, you know, have fun over there.
Have fun. So, yeah. See, we're, you know, my little is not a teen yet. And so we had a situation that was so crazy a few years back where a actual pedophile tried sliding in her DMs and we ran him all over the internet on TikTok. I mean, and I was ready to fly out. Like, come on, bro. I mean, like, within hours, I had his address. I mean, sorry, not sorry. I mean, that's gross.
Why would you know? Sorry for something like that?
And people don't realize, like, how dangerous the internet is for children. And it's like, and then from that point on, it kind of, I was like, wait a minute. What example am I teaching her? Because she's seeing me on TikTok all the time. So she's wanting that. She's like, wait, my mom got 20,000 views on, which is little, on a video, you know, and I want that. And I was like, nope, I've got to be more engaged. And so now it's like, no, we're going to go out and throw the softball around. We're going to go out and go on a walk, you know? Yeah, like... I know this is not probably what we wanted to talk about, but, you know, hey, it's, you know.
You're talking about it.
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
You know, so with, you know, Charlie and Samantha, they've had, like, a lot of shitty friends. They've had a lot of flop friends. They've had a lot of people share screenshots, DMs. Like, I mean, you name it. They have it, you know. So, and the court of public opinion will always be there. It's either you like them and you see their side, because the other person has come out with their side, right? This is the first time he's ever spoke publicly about what happened to him on his side. So, like Josie said with her mom, there's this his story, her story, and then the truth. What if we're the truth? You find the truth, your truth. And when you watch it, you watch her side, his side, you form your truth. And then just go with that, you know? And if you don't, then, you know, then you don't. And I can tell you right now, you're missing out on great people, because both of those people are phenomenal. So
yeah, see, I never had an issue with like Sam. I met Sam because people were going at her hard, and yeah. She came across my For You page, and I was like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. And I saw these people just like attacking her. And so that was back then when I did clapbacks, you know,
one of those people that doesn't realize how hot she is.
I hate that. I hate it when those people are so freaking hot and you're like, you don't even have to wear makeup. Like, you probably roll out of bed just looking gorgeous. And I'm like over here looking like a freaking, like,
I look like fucking Casper right now. I just dyed my hair and my skin is so goddamn pale. Just literally fucking, I don't even care, but I'm comfortable.
I'm going to insert a picture of me rolling out of bed one day and y'all are going to laugh, because it's going to be like terrifying.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'll do one too. It is like,
yes,
you know, me and Josie are mixed race, obviously. Our hair, I'm assuming, is the same type. If I have straightened my hair 3 times today, I just want you guys to know, to get this, twice,
and it's still kind of,
yeah,
frizzy, okay. Because
there, like, you can see, like,
Texas weather is not being very graceful towards me right now. The humidity is insane, and we've got practice tonight, so
we're freezing over here. You know, I sent you that video of our fucking stuff.
I know. I was like, it could never be me. I,
you know what, though? I was watching that tornado twister movie. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have twisters. I don't wake up and the whole town is demolished. So, you know, I feel like I'm in my own hell, you know? So
wait, the one with Glenn Powell?
The Twister, the Joplin.
Okay. So let me tell you a fun story. Maybe I shouldn't tell a fun story, but in a town close to me, there was like one of the worst tornadoes in history.
Uh-huh.
It replaced the most asphalt ever.
This is the one that I watched last night. In the documentary, shows it going through.
Mm-hmm. It was like the walking man? Like, you can see two tornadoes, and it looks like a man walking.
Yes, it's so fucking scary. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. It was insane. I watched it, the dead man walking, and I was like, oh my God. And it looked like a man walking, and it was just tearing everything apart. Mm-hmm. And I seen it, and it stated what it went through, like the towns in Texas. And I was like, see? It just couldn't be me. Just could be me, you know.
But yeah, crazy times. So, and then we have
what? Sorry. Go ahead.
We have an episode coming out about trauma.
Yeah.
And grief. And that is this one. It's a, you know, I'm gonna warn y'all right now, get your ice cream, get your chocolate, get your wine, get your whatever you drink, you know, if it's water, tissues, lots of tissues, because it's a we were going to drop it you know, when this one drops. But I told Brie, I haven't even been able to edit it because we filmed it and I'm having a hard time touching it because it's heavy, guys.
We've recorded since that one. We have other people that we brought on the podcast and spoke to. I have edited theirs and yes. I have not touched that one because it goes over stuff that happened to you. I don't want to give away everything. It just goes over stuff that happened to you and trauma, myself, and then other guests. And it's just like, it is what we wanted our podcast to be, but like, I can remember the podcast shooting it. It was just such a heavy day. So it was like.
Yeah. After that, I kind of just was like,
I need
a margarita.
We took a week off.
Yeah.
Record, edit, nothing. We just, whole week it was gone. I was like, you know, so.
Lay over here and feel
position. Out right now. We've got Truckins with Prison.
Yes,
Tuck.
That was.
Prison Reform, which is so good.
I think that you know how many people have told me that's like my favorite episode of y'all?
I love it.
Because they had no idea. They're like, I think I love him even more. And I was like, you guys are missing out. Like, y'all have no idea.
Should we call him right now?
We should. Yeah. That's scary.
Let's see what Truckin says really quick. No, did I delete his number?
Did I delete his number?
I wonder if he's going to answer. I'm going to tell him. That everybody said he was his favorite podcast. Can you hear ringing?
I can hear it ringing, yeah.
These are the types of voicemails I leave Truckin when he doesn't answer me. So just so you know, this is the status. You are being recorded right now on the podcast, so watch what you say. Yeah. You sound like you smoke 20 cigarettes right now. Say hi to Josie.
What up?
We were recording a podcast and Josie got a message saying that like your episode is one of the favorite and people love you even more now. And I was trying to convince people that you suck asshole.
I do. I suck lots of asshole.
He said I'd suck mine if I could reach it. All right. Well, I just wanted to call and tell you that. And I love you. Yeah. We might have to do a part two with you, Ben.
Fine. There's a lot of things to talk about. So yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love your face. I hope you stub your fat toe and...
Oh my God. You too.
Yes. He would literally suck into that soul if he could.
So funny, though. That's so crazy.
He doesn't mean absolutely anything by it. He's the most caring person. So, fun fact. Me and him talk every single day. Like, he calls me at 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, 4:30, 5:30. He does not care. And he knows Shane calls. So, if I don't answer, he'll call again and again and again. And then if I sleep or something, then he'll text me and be like, you're fucking worthless. I hate you so much. Call me when you wake up.
And then he's like, hey, what you doing? You're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Him and my daughter, like, they're great too. My daughter loves Truckin. And he's so good to her. So fun fact is that I currently work at FedEx and I hate it more than anything in the world. And I'm leaving. I don't care if you guys know that now. I mean, what are you going to call and tell them? They really know that I'm a dickhead. But I'm leaving. And Truckin is getting a new job. So we actually are like starting our new jobs at the same time.
Nice.
I'm going back
to New beginnings.
Yes. And I'm super excited because I feel like I've worked really hard for this. I get Monday through Friday.
Good. Thank goodness.
8 to 5. It's like, yeah. So yeah,
it's normal times.
Yes. Yes, and I can go away. They pay me 11 paid holidays. I didn't even know that there was 11 holidays in a year. So, yeah, we got, like, New Year's Day. We got, like, Valentine's Day, President's Day, Martin Luther King, Juneteenth, April Fool's. Easter, St. Patrick's Day. We got 4th of July. We got Veterans Day.
What?
We got Memorial Day. I already said that.
I don't know. I'm like,
we got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's 13. So I get paid 11. So, I mean, they might not count Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day, you know? So,
me, my ADD, like my ADHD, whatever it's called. Like, I like, once you started naming them, you said one holiday and I started Christmas, I think. And I was like, Christmas. Like, I start thinking, like, I'm all over the place too. Plus, we were talking. This is like my second. I had a Kokomo before this. This is an energy type drink.
Yeah. It's called a Zinger, and those are fucking disgusting.
No, this is from Dutch Bros. This is from Dutch Bros. Sponsor me, Dutch Bros, because I live at your facility, your corporation, whatever. So, yeah.
I would never drink coffee that didn't have this color.
This is like an energy drink. It's called the, what did I get? Shark Attack.
My heart was stuck.
Yeah, but I get.
Our third podcast, it was Jordan.
Oh, that one was so good, too.
I just love him.
Love him, too.
I had a seafood boil last night over at my house, and it was the first time my house is in order. I moved, my brother got his bed out, so my bed is being delivered tomorrow. So I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. So, but I'm so excited, because then all of this is going to be my whole backdrop. Everything's going to be different, and I'm so excited.
So it'll be changing, because she's got a bunch of cool new stuff.
Yes, I'm so excited. I just kind of figure out how to, like, decorate it all. So I'm just really
like how to,
like, lay it out. Like,
lay it out. Yeah.
Really going to be focused on that.
And I think I'm done in here, finally. I got a new couch.
Floating shelves that you have.
Yes, IKEA.
Love that. I have them already. I just never hung them up. I think we got ours at, like, Home Goods or something like that. I'm not sure.
I've never been to Home Goods, ever.
Love it.
I have never been.
You don't need to go, because you're worse than me. Home Goods is, you like IKEA? You like TJ Maxx? Fucking set it off.
I will literally, like, I went out today. We should, like, once you get done, we should do room tours of our setups, because...
you should go to Home Goods. It's a high-end TJ Maxx home decor. Like, it's insane.
I probably shouldn't, because I feel like I'm finally done in here.
I love that.
I think I'm done.
So,
Jordan.
Yeah, I had Jordan over last night. I just love him.
He's so sweet.
Yes. So there's just so much more to Jordan's story, you know, and it really dives into deep dives. Like, we covered the surface, right? To keep it.
Yeah. Easy.
There's a whole rated R story that Jordan has, you know? So I don't know. I have said it, you know, we said it at his episode. We would love to have him back for part two.
Yeah.
And really just deep dive into it, and maybe have some other people that can share their experiences with the FLDS, you know, and just how diabolical that whole church is as a whole. Like,
it's so dangerous when it comes to any religion, right? Because anybody can become addicted to anything, right? Like, you can become addicted to drugs, alcohol, church, I mean, working out. I mean, I'll say, you know, after I lost my mom, I threw myself into the gym. I mean, literally, I was already working out before, and y'all will hear that story when we drop that episode. But, like, after I lost her, when I tell you, like, I was going to work out, like, Thanksgiving Day, I was in CrossFit, and they would have, like, a 4 a.m. workout on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, and I was there working out.
Could never be me. That's, like, my worst fear, is to marry into a family that wants to run on 4K.
I mean, like, I probably back then could have ran a 4K. Like, I was in such great shape. But, you know, you throw yourself into things. And I think that a lot of people just want to be accepted. And I think that's another episode that we filmed as well. Like, people just want to be loved and accepted until you kind of
experience your trauma from that, though. That's a childhood trauma. Of wanting to feel accepted, and kids not being told they're loved or not hugged enough or stuff like that. And then you come into this adult world, and you're fucking, you know, like, you match up with people, and they have no good intentions. You have every good intention to love them and do great things for them, and they have zero when it comes to you. Zero. You know, and it sucks. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah. It's scary. So,
we have some other guests too. We have Big Kev coming on.
Yes.
And he lost his son, you know, as most of you guys know. And I'm not going to tell you guys about that story. That's part of our trauma story. And it's just fucking so sad. It's just so sad.
It was hard to sit there through that one.
Yeah. I only have one child. Like, I don't know what I would do if I woke up one day and I had no children.
Oh my God. I don't want to ever think. I can't ever. I mean, we've had friends who've lost their children. Whether it's murder or on a suicide, I don't know. I was going to say unaliving, but we can say it on here.
Yeah.
And it's like their one was their only child, and one was, I mean, they had another child, and they both were my son's age, around my son's age. One was one of his really good friends. And I just was that funeral. Like, I didn't talk about that in our trauma podcast, but seeing pictures of this young man, and he was murdered, and his murderer still hasn't gone to trial because our district attorney in Austin, Texas sucks dick. But it was so hard to see, you know, like, and even his mom, like, even now seeing her post on Facebook, like, it is heartbreaking because I can't even, like, I didn't put myself in her shoes, but I, like, just thought, like, my kid is his age. Like, he didn't even get to see his 18th birthday.
Yeah, 17.
Yeah, he was 17 when he passed away. I mean, he would have been 20. He would have been 20. And I mean, like, she'll go out to the football field because he was a football player. Him and my boy played football together. I mean, they knew each other since they were in fourth grade till they were seniors.
Sick. That would be sick.
And so I'll say she's incredibly strong because not only did she deal with that, but she was also going through a DV situation and nobody knew. She hid it. She hid it. So
I have a lady here that I want us to speak to. And it's a really sad story. It's the same as your friend's story. So your son's friend. So the woman lost her daughter, 8th grade.
Oh.
And here in North Dakota, we have really bad weather. We have really bad roads. 10 months out of the year, almost sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we have black ice and it is real. And it doesn't give a fuck who you are. It doesn't care how old you are. It doesn't care what you're driving. You know, and it will flip your shit upside down. It is scary. So when they say don't drive, don't use cruise control, don't do these things, they're telling you for a reason, you know. And I'm not familiar with in depth I just spoke to her yesterday. I am fully aware of who she is before this. I've met her in person. I just met her, I want to say I met her last year in August, but I heard about her story around town. And she let her daughter go with a friend and the friend's mom. They went to Minot, which is the town, the big city, you know, 2 hours away. Something led to another and the weather was bad. I don't want to say if it was severe rain and like, so we get snow mixture with water. So it's like slushy, or if it was black ice, but something happened where the car just lost control and there was a car accident. While her daughter was not wearing a seatbelt, for whatever reason, I'm pretty sure she was not wearing a seatbelt, and that's what she told me. And her daughter was the only one that lost her life.
Oh, man.
You know, and she was a baby. We're talking 8th grade.
Yeah.
Freshman, maybe. She has a daughter now that's in 8th grade. I think her daughter was a freshman, because her daughter was the same age as my daughter is now. And, you know, she lost her mind. She lost her mind. You know, and there was no charges brought, unfortunately, even though I think that's why I say there was no seatbelt or something, because she wants the other parent to be held accountable. And it's really like, you would have to know, I would want her to explain the details, you know, so you could see. But here she is years later, and she was just talking to me. I think she just needed somebody to talk to, because I called her friend. They're friends. And I called my friend to see just what she was up to and yada, yada. And the other lady was there. And I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to talk to you again. It's been, like I said, I met her last year. And I talked to her like maybe like 3 or 4 times, just real brief. And I was like, oh, you know, just be nice. So I was like, oh, it's nice to, she's a nice lady. She's a very sweet lady, you know, and my heart breaks for her. I can fucking imagine. It goes back to the thing. Like, I don't even want to imagine, but let alone, you know, those people that are like, I'm so sorry. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Because I don't know how you feel. So me telling you sorry isn't gonna do a fuck all thing, you know?
Nope.
And, you know, when they say, oh, the good die young, shut the fuck up, you know? There's so many things and situations that people put us in where we're just like, shut the fuck up.
Don't say I'm sorry. Don't say they're in a better place. Don't say the good die young. Don't say they're, at least they're not suffering anymore. Like, these are things that I've learned never to say, because when people told me, when my mom, like, you know, I, Yeah, like I've lost people really close to me. And y'all, this is our special guest, Abby. She's just
a wiener today.
Yeah, wiener today. She's just living her best life over here.
I think I'm going to probably try to hump it.
But yeah, she might try to hump me. But, you know, these are things that I've learned because, you know, I've lost a lot of close people to me. And, you know, there have been times that I'm like, literally, shut the fuck up. You don't want to hear that when you're going through, you're trying to process the fact. Like, your brain is telling you this person is gone, but your heart is, it hasn't accepted it yet. And you're hearing somebody say, well, they're in a better place. Now, just sometimes keep those words in your head because.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we should definitely have her on. Like, I mean, I reached out to my friend, but it's been a couple years, but it's really fresh for her. And I get it. I totally understand. I mean, yeah. I don't understand, but I couldn't, you know, I mean.
So, like, her story, I think, is really great. And I think that we should bring her on so she could, you know, tell us again what it's like to lose a child. And I think, like, when I think about Britannia right now and her age, right, she's so grown to me. And I've spent her whole life with her. So to lose a child like that would be devastating to me. So
I always think about, like, to me, I put into play life moments, prom, graduation, senior pictures, weddings,
children.
First heartbreak.
Yeah, all of it.
Grandchildren, like all of that. And that's what, you know, I just think about these parents who have lost their kids and taken away for reasons of like other people that don't understand that there's consequences behind their actions, and they've taken away lives. Like, you know, like this lady, you know, what I would like to, where's the other mother? I mean, her daughter lived, so she gets to go. I mean, and I'm sure she hopefully lives with the guilt of taking away somebody, but there's those people that just don't give a crap.
Oh, it's not my fault. You know, and I don't know, you know, so it's definitely something I want to know, and I want to know, you know, how has it been? Like, I did speak to her, you know, and she was talking to me real briefly. We spoke for like an hour. So it was like, you know, she said that, you know, she doesn't get to enjoy things like vacations and just things like that. She said she just doesn't want to do it because it's other children. She has a daughter that's now the same age as her daughter that passed away. And she's just like, it's just like, you know, there's just days I just don't want to do it. And I'm like,
well, yeah. Cause could you imagine sitting on a beach or going, you know, to the mountains, and then you think like, oh wow, she would have loved that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I can't even wrap my head around that. You know, I mean, it's wild.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could talk about stuff like this. I mean, like my son's friend, like his mom had and I ended up finding out who it was, and they were a troll, and they were commenting nasty stuff on her son's Instagram. And I'm like, you know, it is, and going back to what we were previously talking about, like the internet, I think it's so crazy how people get so brave behind the computer screens, because it's like, would you say that to her face?
No.
And I mean, and like, even the kid who, because it was a kid who murdered her son. Mm-hmm. And can you believe that people actually made a GoFundMe to get this kid a lawyer?
Oh, I can't.
Oh,
density of people. I can.
Yeah. Yeah. And I reported it because that's by GoFundMe rules.
Yeah.
You cannot raise money for something like that.
Yeah.
And people were defending him.
Yeah, they're stupid. They're stupid. That's stupid people.
He killed two people.
It's just
crazy to me. Like, man, I guess I'm an empath. Mm-hmm. And when I see other people hurt, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? What joy? Like, I really would like to know what mental, like, state people are in to, like, sit here, make an account, and say, like, this is a good idea to troll family members.
People that share those accounts, people that do that. If you've donated to a GoFundMe like that, if you've shared a GoFundMe like that, fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
Like there was a, with semantics, you know, they talked about them getting in that car wreck. The woman who was clearly intoxicated, her son, they started a GoFundMe for him and then blasted it all over the internet and shared it and was like, the people that didn't like Samantha were like, oh, go donate to this poor kid who just lost his mom. Fuck his mom. His mom was killed. Four people, two being children. Two being children under the age of 10. It's like, fuck you guys. Dude, when I seen that thing, and everybody in their shit fucking, people that would never say shit to people's faces. They're just on here like, let's share this GoFundMe because we don't like this other person. Let's say nasty shit because we don't like this other person. Mind you, the kid that the GoFundMe was made for was an adult. He was a video game living fucking douchebag in his mom's basement who lost his mom. Yeah, it's sad, but you're a grown ass man. Your mother almost killed two children. Who's going to have a lifetime of recovery? Lifetime.
Trauma. I mean, can you imagine like and them when they have to start driving and I mean the fear. I mean, I've gotten into car accidents, not nearly as bad as that. And I mean, I couldn't get behind the wheel for like a month.
Yeah. And it's like people get on the internet and they're just like, oh, this poor kid. He's not a fucking kid. He's a grown ass man.
I'll never understand. Like I said, I'm an empath, so I think about, I put myself in people's shoes and I'm like, it could never be me. Like, if I don't like you, I'm not going to go out of my way to try to hurt you, to do things. Like, I don't get it. Like, I guess I'm just trying to figure out why people just stay stuck on, if they don't like you, they stay stuck. It's like, they live here. Here's the past. I'm over here living my life, but you're here still.
Yeah.
Why, bro? Just move on. Life is so much better when you let go and just live. Mm-hmm. Just live. Like, because is this how you want to live the rest of your, like, think about it. Like, when you're 80 years old, do you want to look back and be like, damn, I feel good about doing this back, you know, when TikTok was famous? You're going to tell your great grandchildren about that?
That you sat in your bedroom like a fucking rotten potato and just talked shit to people?
It's crazy to me. Like, it can never be me. I don't understand it. I want to wrap my head around it. Like, I'm intrigued by it, I guess, because I try to understand, right? Like, me, I try to, but I'm like, I still don't get it because I couldn't do it. But yeah, anyways, fucking wild behavior.
So that's been our podcast. It's been a lot of,
it's been fun.
It has been so fun. And I love it. I can't believe it's been almost 2 months though. I feel like we just got started.
Crazy. I feel like it too. Like, I feel like I just was calling you going, all right, I got the stuff. We're doing it. Like, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
You're like, huh?
I feel like I got something on my forehead. Like, bit by something.
I got bit by a mosquito the other day, and I was wearing a hat on my forehead.
It's about to be mosquito season here, too. And
I hate mosquitoes. They're the worst in Texas.
Oh, they'll bite me on my eyebrow. They'll bite me on my forehead. They'll bite me on my nose. I'm like, there's all the places in the world, and you want to be on my
forehead? I laugh at them. I'm like, really? Okay, well, you have lupus now, so fuck you. Die, bitch. Yeah. If you can't laugh at your fucking trauma.
Excuse me.
Is it trauma?
Low iron. I'm not bored. I just have low iron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't slept yet. Okay. Nights. So.
Yeah. So.
I'm just excited for this season. I'm very proud of it. So. And I don't know.
Me too.
But I get to do it with you. You know?
Me too.
If we had two irrational people on here,
it would. Oh my God. Could you imagine the shit show?
The shit show.
We balance each other out so well. Like, I'm like, okay, now, like, and then, you know, the text you'll send me, like, bitch, calm down. You know, like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited. We have a lot more to come. This isn't just going to be, like, a one season. I'm really proud that we didn't turn it into a drama podcast, you know, like that's something we sat down at the beginning for those of y'all who don't know. And we really did. We talked about it and we're like, we're not going to stick to drama because we could. I think we could have a great drama podcast, like about, you know, if we really put everything out there. But that's just, I mean, honestly, what good is it going to do? We're going to be talking about the same stuff like 4 years from now. Like, no, we're really trying to help people. And especially with the message you got from that night that I was just, when you sent me that, I was bawling. I was like, this is,
I was like, you know, like me and Josie said, if we could, when we sat down and talked, if we could have one person, then everything that we're doing right now is for this for, like, we have made our purpose.
Yeah.
And the amount of people, including the person that sent me that message, you know, like, if we were to shut down tomorrow, I would feel so great about it because this is what happened.
Yeah.
We saved somebody's life and we've helped people and we've done everything that we have sought to do. We've already done it and we're still going. So, you know, I just hope that this still reaches more people and reaches the right people at the right times. And, you know, like that man was telling me, it is okay to not be okay. It is okay. You know, there's things that I'm not okay. You know, we paused because I was not okay a second ago. Like, there's just, it's okay to not be okay. Like, you do not have to have your shit together by whose standards? By grief,
bro, there's
all of it. By whose fucking standards?
Yeah.
Do you need to move on? By nobody's, because this is like, this is something that I like am so heavy on now is like, we don't get to come back. You know, we don't get to come back. We don't
know
when I want to redo this. You don't get to. So it's like super heavy on do what the fuck you want to do. Why the fuck would you care if you have trauma, if you're sad, if you're happy, if you're excited, if you're loud, if you're a quiet person, if you're this or you're fucking that. Do whatever you want to do because you truly don't get to come back and do anything over again.
Well, and I think that like this past year, you've been through a lot. And I mean, I honestly, even before you went through what you've gone through, and we talked about that in the, you know, the episode we'll be dropping soon, you've changed a lot. Like talking about Kingery and how proud I am of him. Like, I am so proud of you. Not that I wouldn't be proud of you because I mean, I was there for the Brie Larson days of her flipping out on it, getting banned on TikTok and then going over to Instagram and having a live and just
getting banned,
crashing out
accounts on TikTok and then going over to Instagram
and crashing out on, I mean, it was, don't get me wrong,
my crash up.
It was hilarious. Some of the stuff I was like, reel it in, bro. Like, that was a little, like, I wouldn't say that, but like, but I still loved you, you know? And I was like, you know, hey, but you've come so far. You're like, you don't do that anymore. You don't sit there and say like,
it would really have to be something so crazy for one to get me to just lose it and crash the fuck out. You know, it would really I just don't have it in me anymore. Like the level of unmotherfucking bothered bitches make me these days. Just, you know, I have,
let me tell you,
cringe, grow the fuck up.
I was super proud of you because there was an instance, I would say about 6 months ago, I think, maybe 8 months, where somebody brought up your brother. And them, and I'm not going to name them by name because at one point we were mutuals and I'm blocked and that's cool. Like, whatever. And they brought up the fact that, you know, they were trying to donate.
Love to speak on that. I would love to speak on this when you're done.
Yeah. Donate, you know, because Bree's brother needed a kidney. Listen, I told her from the get-go, Bree, I said, I would love to try, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am not eligible for anything. I can't even donate blood. I can't even donate blood because of my disease. Yeah. So that's where I'm going to leave that. May it be, because if you're sick, you're sick and you know,
well, here's the thing. Don't donate. Don't attempt to, because we crashed the UCLA server.
We did.
We had 200 and over 250,000 people, 250,000 people click on my link. 22,000 of them, over 22,000 of them applied. So mm-hmm. it's like, you can tell me like, hey, I have this and I wouldn't expect you to apply, because all that does is put your name in there. They got to surface it. They got to, it just, it created a mass fucking frenzy, right? And it was hard mm-hmm. to shuffle through who could get the kidney and who couldn't, you know?
Right.
But yeah, and, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
And you know, like, I'll say that, you know, people 8 months ago were saying, you know, well, you came on the internet and you put this. When you're in a desperate situation to save somebody you love, I'm telling you, as crazy as my brothers or sisters make me, and you and your brother are very close.
Yeah.
You would go to the ends of the earth. Now, I'm sorry if some of y'all don't have that same relationship with your family members.
Could never be me with my siblings.
But that's not her problem, my problem, whatever. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, if somebody told me my brother, my sister needed a kidney, and me knowing that I can't do it, and they were like, well, you know what? You need to, I don't know, strip or something. I'd be like, sorry, hubby. I'm going to freaking, you know.
Those off, girl.
I mean, that's my family. Like, that's my blood. Like, you know, I just, I don't know.
So before that happened, somebody had came out online and said, you only posted your brother's kidney for attention. 150% the truth. Because I wanted Obviously. You motherfuckers to pay attention to me and what I was saying to get him a kidney. I posted every single fucking day, every single emotion, real, all those videos you see of me crying, me on the side of the road. It's not fake. Me, not one of it is fake. Literally living, and me and my brother talk about this, the only thing that we were neglectful for is time. Because I know people that have been on dialysis for 10 plus years, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we're going to be fine. Fucking psych. Joke was on us. It was like, it started off with dialysis, right? And then it's like, my brother is a good looking man. Great teeth, great hair, great skin, great, you know, he's mm-hmm. taken very good care mm-hmm. of himself. And the way that this man deteriorated, like, you, I'm not
in front of you.
I couldn't even describe to you what, yeah. And it's such bad trauma. I still cry to this day of the things that I've seen. I have never, ever experienced anything like that. I've never seen anybody sick, like real life dying in front of you. To watch a body die in front of you, like with right. color, mood, emotion. It was just like physically, like it was like, I legit cry sometimes and think like, there's no fucking way that I have seen mm-hmm. the things that I have seen. You know, and somebody so beautiful on the inside, just, he is better than any of us. He is the good one, you know? So yeah. I was desperate. Like, dialysis stopped working. He was on it 23 hours a day. There's 24 fucking hours in a day, you know?
Right.
And then that shit wasn't working. That just wasn't working. He wasn't going, he hadn't gone to the bathroom in months. You know, he was just nothing. Like, he was unrecognizable. Going into, you know, and what people don't know is the process of getting a kidney is so fucking hard, but it doesn't stop there, because UCLA is built so structural that they want 100% success rate, and everybody else does. You know, when you get a, when your sibling gets a kidney or heart transplant or your parents or anything, you want that fucking surgery to go 150% well. You don't want a kink in the motherfucker. What people don't know is when they were like, oh, you're posting this for attention. Yes, but I didn't even show you guys 90% of the emotion, because when my brother got the kidney, when we got the call, like, hey, we got a kidney, greatest day of our lives. That doesn't mean he was going into surgery. He had right. to. My brother was so fucking sick. Like, with kidney disease comes other diseases. His skin was falling off. Mm-hmm. His teeth was falling off. His hair was falling out. Like, I cannot even begin to tell you. He didn't use the bathroom for months. You have to go in front of a panel at UCLA. Mm-hmm. You have to stand there and speak to them. You have to do labs. You have to do everything. You have to convince them that your body is okay. So think of this, like, somebody who TikTok gave my brother hope. Like, it was great to see his spirit, like, to see how many people cared about him, literally lifted his spirit. This kid was dying emotionally inside when you, Karen, the Anons, everybody, every single one of you people that said something to him, he read stuff. I'm telling you, from talking to him, talking to his wife, like, seeing him, it lifted something. So when we knew that he had to go in front of this panel, I was so fucking scared, because looking at him, he had been dying depressed. And I was like, fuck, he's not going to be able to make it. And
I hear an echo.
And is it my phone?
I think it's mine. I don't know. I'll figure it out in the edit part. It's just.
So going in front of this panel, I was like, oh, fuck. And then they granted it. They said, yep, you need it. Like, let's do it. Everything passed. Like, he was fighting for his fucking life to get approved to have the surgery, even though we had the kidney. And then during the procedure, a lot of people don't know this, but he had multiple surgeries. He had the kidney transplant surgery. It was successful. That night, he had to go back into surgery because he had blood clots. And we were like, fuck, here we go again. And it's just, was the next 48 hours was the most crucial thing we'd ever went through. Like, he had to go into surgery. Then they had to put him back on dialysis. Then they had to do all of, like, multiple surgeries. And it was just like, the doctor looked at my brother and told my brother, you will not leave this hospital without a working kidney. And it happened. And it happened. The doctor made, that is a fucking crazy promise to make. Like, I'm gonna die. That is a crazy promise to make, that you are gonna make sure this person lives before you leave the hospital. And by the fucking grace of God, he did. So fuck you guys for saying, like, oh, well, you posted this just for attention. Fuck yes, I did. Fuck yes, I did. And I would do it again. Like Josie said, I would strip sell my motherfucking ass, dude, to do and go through what I went through, because that was the most trauma I've ever experienced in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Every single day. And especially towards the end of getting calls, just thinking that it's fucking it. He's not going to wake up one day, you know?
Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. And speaking of the individual that you're speaking of,
it was a blanket statement. Okay,
but I'm going to make another blanket statement. So Linktree is what I set up. I paid for the pro account. So the pro account on Linktree is top notch. So
which we have.
When I posted the Linktree in my bio and I attached my brother's UCLA admissions form for people to go in and fill out a form and yada yada, I am able to see what state and what town people applied from. So when I had an individual say that, oh, they were being a piece of shit and I didn't like it. And then, you know, everybody's comeback, right, for like the first 6 months after that was like, well, I helped donate a kidney to your brother. I signed up to do this. It doesn't excuse you being a piece of shit. Okay, thank you.
It doesn't give people a free pass.
Yes.
Like, just because you tried to do one thing doesn't give you a pass to
just degrade other human life.
Yeah. I don't understand but okay.
Speaking of a particular person, I knew where they lived. I knew the town. I knew the town of their mother. I knew the town of their brother, sister, grandma, uncle. I am happy to say that the entire state. My brother had kidney offers from 49 states. The states that were left over, there was not one single person in that state that applied to give my brother a kidney. So the person that came online in this particular instance, multiple of them, but I'm speaking of one particular person, did indeed, in fact, lie to gain sympathy by saying, hey, I even with whatever I'm going through, still decided to donate to your brother. Wrong. You did not.
Well, because even if they had, I don't know, and this is just me assuming.
Right.
But like, because I know of who you're speaking about.
Right.
So even if they had, with my understanding,
they were not eligible.
Sick. You wouldn't be, but that's just me speaking on me.
The questionnaire was set up really simple. You get a name, age, blah, blah, blah. And then you answer security questions. If you fail one of them, they immediately stop. So if you answer like, hey, do you smoke cigarettes? Is like one of the first questions. If you say yes, it stops and goes, you are not eligible, you know, and it kicks you off.
And I think that person smoked, right?
Yes. So
Nick
even came on and said, you know, UCLA fat shamed me because they were like,
he's lost a lot of weight. Have you seen, he lost weight?
I did. My sister applied to give our brother a kidney because they had the same blood type. UCLA fat shamed her too. Was like, lose 10 pounds, call us later. You know, like, I know that this,
you have to be very healthy in order to be able to, because they want
you to live.
They want a healthy kidney.
Yes.
They want a healthy.
And like the transplant journey is for both you and the candidate. You know, you have to be able to give a kidney and be able to live a fulfilled life, which is 65 years plus. With one kidney. So if you're sick, if you're this, if you're that, you need both kidneys, because God forbid if one of your kidneys went out, you don't have a backup, you know? So it's like, that's another thing that TikTok does that I just fucking cannot stand. It's like people will take a traumatic situation and then will fucking lie. And I decided to get a group of individuals and have them meet me on an Instagram chat. And I screen shared their friends and my friends. There was 20 of us in this group chat thing. Well, not 20, but like 10. And we were all there. And I said, I want to, because they were like, well, this person did all the blah, 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 all this for you. Shut the fuck up. Immediately shut the fuck up. So I invited everybody. Everybody came. I screen shared my phone. I went to my link tree. I pulled up the addresses, you can type it in. I typed her town in, her mother's town in, and then the state. Zero, 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 zero results. I typed in everywhere else. I mean, it's like a bulletin board. It shows me everywhere. It is so beautiful to see. It is like, I still keep it. It's like the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's a good reminder to see how
great humanity. Complete.
Right.
We have people from China, Japan, Iceland, Canada, Australia. Like, it just,
that's
everywhere
amazing.
Around the world, people that were willing to spend their own money to fly to the United States. And I got this shit bag in the corner, just like, well, no, well, nothing, you didn't. So unlike Josie, this is where, you know, I wanted to crash out. That's what this whole thing was about.
And she didn't. I mean, she didn't go old school Brie, is what I'm saying. Like, I'm very proud. Like, even though she was accused of calling CPS, which she didn't, she said she could.
Well, when you're doing, allegedly you're doing cocaine on the boat with your children. I mean, I am a...
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this. I don't know. Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it. We're not saying who it is, you know, because everything we're saying is, aside from the link tree, everything else we're saying is alleged. So it's just like, you're a shit person and you're finding every other excuse to not be. CPS will not call you to let you know that they're on your way, their way. They will not call family members to let you know that they're on their way. The point is that I have changed. I did not crash the fuck out when I could have. Because speaking about people I love will never, ever, ever be a safe place for you. And I feel like I've had a lot built up. So I'm hoping that I'm releasing it through this and other healthy channels that I've decided to do.
Yes.
And not crash the absolute fuck out, because I feel like it would be worse than what it was before.
God, you know? I pray not, because you know? I remember those days.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, and people pick things, you know, intentionally to like upset me. And it's just like the reason I don't crash out and the reason I feel like my mindset has really changed, because I look at these people and I really feel like a disgust. Like, I feel like they're the bottom of the barrel. These are people that don't want to grow, like financially, educationally, like in life in general.
You know? Spiritually, so, mentally, emotionally, like.
All of it. It's just like they would rather be stuck in 2020, 2021 TikTok. And that's why life is shitty for them. Like, life is so good right now because it has been so dark for the last 24 months, you know?
Right.
And life is good. Life is good. I have no complaints. And I mean, except for like, I dyed my hair this morning and my hair fell out. But I did my own hair, but it's just black.
She did. She called me and she was like, you're not going to believe. Okay, we can't film at 1:30 because I'm freaking out.
Do you see the shine in K18? We trust, baby. And
it looks great. I mean, I couldn't tell when you hopped on.
Oh, girl,
it
looks great. I was in the shower. I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
What is happening?
My hair is just glowing and showing, you know? It is so healthy. It's past the middle of my back. Like, I have worked hard.
I cut mine since.
I forgot to trim mine. But
it's summer here, so it's about to get a million degrees, it's about to be summer. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think you've grown. I've grown more towards forgiving people, but just leaving them there.
Leave them there in the dust.
There, you know, there have been times that I wanted to say something, but I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth it. And it's not, you know, sometimes you want to say things. You want to say things, right? Because word of advice for any of y'all coming over from TikTok. Sometimes it's better to stay silent than it is to just put it out there what you want to say. Yeah. Only because the minute you say something, there's people who are just going to keep on and on and on. And it just,
yeah.
I mean, maybe this is what I like to do. Make a video, put it in your drafts, and keep it there. Then delete it after a week or so, because then at least you get it out there and you feel like you filmed it.
Oh, I love that, because I genuinely do that.
I do too.
I love
it. I do too. I mean,
in my fucking draft.
Yeah. My hubby will come in and he's like, who are you talking to? I'm like, myself? Like, I'm making a TikTok.
Being off in them fucking drafts, girl.
And it feels good, but then you're not posting it and you're not giving the attention. You know, some people are meant for a season and it's just, it's okay. It's okay to outgrow friendships, like you said. And, you know, I mean, seasons change all the time. And it's, you know, keep your roots, man. Keep your people, because the good ones.
Cut the cord for them bad ones. Flush them out. Let them go. Who cares? Don't sit on. Well, we have really good times. They treat you like shit, and they're bad for your mental health. Shitty friends, shitty family, shitty people are really detrimental to your mental health. You are never going to grow. Hang around people. Like I told Josie the other day, like, I love to be surrounded by women that inspire me to be better. Josie is a wonderful wife. She is a wonderful mother. She is a wonderful human. So it's like, she has so many traits that I aspire to have one day when
I'm going
to
cry,
grown, you know? And I say that I'm 30 foot four. Okay. But I'm not grown up. Okay. I have a long way. I like the bouginess, the everything about her. Like, I like to surround myself with people that have qualities and stuff that I want to grow into. Being stuck on TikTok and being surrounded by people with just a nasty negative mindset, get the actual fuck out of my way.
Like, yeah.
It could never be me. And it's easy. I have great memories with people that I wouldn't fucking answer the phone to. I have people do not answer. And if we stop being friends, I immediately block now. Everybody is blocked. Mm-hmm. You cannot access me. You are blocked on TikTok. You're blocked on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is. I don't have Twitter. I mean, I do, but you're never going to find me because it's like a user 7653589. I don't know. And I just watch porn on there. I'm just kidding. But I'm interested.
She's probably not.
I actually made the Twitter account because somebody said they had porn on there and I just wanted to go see. So technically, yeah, I'm not lying, but I don't watch porn. I deleted the app because I was like, what the fuck happened, Mr. Muskie? What did you do to Twitter? So yeah, it's just not something that I do. I will cut you off. You have zero access to me because you are going to do nothing but try to get me to crash out and drain my energy. And baby, could not be me. I want to travel. I want good friends. I want good energy. It's good for your mental health. It really is so good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's good to surround yourself around people who I wouldn't say are like-minded, because I love that about us is we're so different.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. But we are a lot alike. What?
I said I almost showed you my feet for free.
For free? No, feetfinder.com.
Right.
Sponsor us. I'm just kidding. But, you know, like, yeah. My feet are weird, bro. I got long toes. Like, ain't nobody want to see that.
I don't. And I am a very pedicure. I will get a pedicure before I'll get my nails done. I am a pedicure junkie.
I had one lady do my toes a while back and she cut me and made me bleed. And ever since then, I'm like scared to go because I'm like, I ain't trying to get.
No, they get that oil and they start to shake your leg. I'm like, get it, you dirty girl.
You're like, wait, well, hold on. Let me film this for content. Wait a minute.
I'm just always working on my feet. So like when they're like, well, we're giving you a massage. I'm like, fuck yeah. Get over here.
Get over here. Come here.
And my nail tech, she just does so good. They just look so pretty. So I need to get
my toes.
Because this side is like all kidding. Great. But like right
yeah,
here.
I know. I was looking at mine the other day.
I'm going to get butterflies right here.
I want to get this filled in. I actually saw a tattoo I wanted the other day and I'm like, man, there's just all these tattoos that I want, but I'm like, I need to finish this. Cause you know, like these all have meanings, you know, and I messed up because like I got this one and this one here and they should have been over here because this is more of a towards my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is my mom and stuff like that. Anyways, well, I guess that's kind of the end of our episode. Sorry, it was kind of all over the place. But that's us.
This is our brains. Yeah. This is what our brains do 24/7.
This is your brain on Josie and Bree.
I'm going to go gamble tonight.
Yes, win some money.
I better. I'll be so offended. I'll offend myself.
Yeah. So. You should. Well, have fun. We love you guys.
We love you. And if you don't already know, subscribe to our YouTube.
And our link tree are in our bios. We have Instagram, Facebook, obviously YouTube on here. Mm-hmm. But I think we have the link tree on here. But yeah, we have a website, strengthenshadows.com. Not org anymore. We bumped it up to .com because a lot of people were having trouble finding it. It's a beautiful page. We've worked very hard on it. And
you can reach us on that page as well.
Yes.
There is a way to send us the message and we get it instantly. Within
instant. Yeah. Yes. And you know what? I would also like to extend a invitation to anybody who we've talked about that you think we've talked about you. If you'd like to come on the podcast, reach out to us. Anybody is welcome on our podcast. There's nobody we wouldn't have.
There's like,
so if you...
We might want to come fans, but we're not gonna crash out on you. We're gonna have a healthy conversation.
Yeah,
and not
so
hostile,
you know,
not hostile environment. So I mean, you're not gonna be allowed to come on here and scream at us. But yeah, it's a very non-hostile environment. So if you're wanting to come on here, and
we may not like you, we may not like you, but we're gonna give you a space to be able to share your truth.
Yeah.
What your version of your truth.
Right.
Because that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So if anybody's wanting to give their truth, by all means, reach out to Bree or myself. We pretty much run.
But if you're blocked.
Yeah. Or if you're exactly. we run all of our social media and website pages because we don't have anybody to do that because this is our baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't paid promote. We are just by ourselves so far. And yeah. I think we've done a good job.
I think so too. Pat on the back because we really have, we've put our heart and soul into this. We've stayed up many nights late at night texting each other going, okay, like, what about this edit? What about this idea?
and I'm like, so, my face. So this thing, we have to mirror my face. Because it always puts me on my bad side. I'm like, Josie, if you upload that video and I'm not mirrored, I swear to God, I will lose my shit. That's consistent text.
Word for word. That is word for word what she says every time. I'm like,
you're
oh shit, did I do it?
That each side of your face is identical. I am not symmetrical.
I feel like my jaw and like, we're our worst critics also. Like, I would love to do a episode about how social media also has just rotted. Is that a word?
Yeah, is so insane.
Yes. And towards our kids, because I've even noticed like my little, I caught her the other day in the mirror and she's like, I'm so fat. And I lost my ever loving shit.
We're talking
because I'm like,
pounds, so it's the same.
We're not, she's not even in middle school yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not okay with this.
She's not.
I'm not.
Literally a perfect angel. Which is crazy.
But you know what? And so is Britannia. But you know what I'm saying?
So
like, just society.
I'm like,
yes, society and social media, they've really put into these young kids' minds that they have to look a certain way. But then again, I'm the same way because I'm like, shit, I don't fit into this. I'm so fat. And then I realize she's standing right there and I'm like, oh God, I gotta watch what I say. So, but anyways, we love you guys and thanks for tuning in.
And we will see you again next Friday with our trauma podcast.
Yes, get ready for that one.
Grab a tissue. But we love you.
Grab a tissue.
Hope you guys have a great day. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.